Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Blessings and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is my baby. This is my home away from home. You know how I do it. I love putting on a radio show, huh? The Flavor Coffee House is where I just, you know, I get to take it back to my foundation of the coffee shop that I have built here in Seattle, Washington, but continuing to support you, the underground independent artists and the lovers of the artists. So, sit back, relax, as I bring you a variety of flavors from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, to across the United States and around the globe. I also open up the phone lines today on the Coffee House for you to call in to promote yourself and what you do, or if you've got a thought you'd like to share, feel free to do so. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. It's kind of getting exciting in my camp. Got a lot of things going on. I'm kind of trying to keep it straight, you know, but I'm receiving some new music from some new artists coming my way. So I want to share some of them with you today. And I'm going to start out with a piece by John Hopkins Jr. And this is called, let's see, which one do I want to play? I am going to play Hop On In. This is John Hopkins Jr. out of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Carpet at the end of the month, and this is Collie Williams with her piece, Everywhere I Go.
I like that. Let the band play.
That was Miss Collie Williams with her piece, Everywhere I Go. And again, Collie is going to be my featured guest on the Leopard Carpet at the end of this month, so stay tuned for that. You will definitely see and hear the announcements going out when that's going to take place. Now I'm going to take you over to the UK and play a piece by Jolene, and this piece is called Open Your Eyes.
before the moment's gone. Let's never say never, babe. Let's just say forever and walk away. Think of all the things we didn't say. So much we wanted to do. So before the night is through, it's gotta make you and me much more than a memory. Never be thought is of you. Heart in my hands is for you. And I feel there's so much more I can do. So won't you just take me along?
Independent artists that are coming my way through Flava News Radio. And I want to, everybody to know that sends me their music and is a fan of the underground independent artists. I appreciate you guys. You know, I think that it is amazing, you know, that what you do and how you create and the hard work that all of you put into, you know, making this world work. And you, the fans, you know, you play a significant role in the success of these artists, you know. So I appreciate you, too, coming out and hanging out with me at Flava News Radio and helping me support these amazing, amazing talents. Now, some of you know and some of you don't know, I have accepted to join the team over at KLSL Liquid Soul, and it is an amazing online radio station that has so much more capabilities than what I can provide here on Blog Talk Radio, and they have the capabilities of everybody winning, in a sense, from the host to the artist, you know, being able to be played royalties, to the fans also being able to, you know, win gift cards and this and that for becoming listeners, you know, and paying attention to the station. They play mainstream artists over there, so I am very, very blessed to be able to have the opportunity to showcase only independent artists there, with also teaming up with Cedric James, who is a known radio personality out of the Pacific Northwest, who plays mainstream artists but is willing to take a listen to the artists that I support and blending them in with the mainstream. So many more capabilities over there. And I will definitely announce when my first show will be and when the days will be that I will be airing. My show is going to be called Liquid Flava, to kind of go along with the Liquid Soul. I want to play another track before I bring in a caller. So I want to take you down to Florida and play a piece by my girl Monica Monet. This is a track that she allowed me to feature a few months back before it was even mastered. This is Slow Jam, again by Monica Monet.
Thank you.
That's my girl Monica Moday down there in Jacksonville, Florida, with her piece Slow Jam. And Slow Jam is going to be on her up-and-coming CD, which is called Simply Beautiful, which will come out the fall of this year. So let me click on the caller and bring them in. Caller from the 313 area code, welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm very good. Who is this?
This is Melvin Chanel. How you doing?
Melvin, my best buddy.
How you doing, Lady Flavor?
In a while. I'm very good, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. Congratulations on your show.
Oh, on my new show?
Yeah, on the Liquid. You said it's called a Liquid.
Liquid Soul.
On the Liquid Show.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about it, Melvin. You know, this is when it shows when, you know, people are paying attention and you just don't realize it.
Yeah.
You know, and the gentleman who reached out to me to team up with him, you know, is a 30-year veteran in the radio game here.
Wow.
He was part of our jazz station before it closed down, you know, because they closed our very own jazz station here in Seattle.
Oh.
And he was a radio personality over there. And he has teamed up with another gentleman here in creating this, you know, online radio station that, you know, has more capabilities to, you know, better serve the artists, you know, and if you're registered with BMI and ASCAP, you know, you have the potential of, you know, being paid out royalties for your tracks being played and, you know,
that's wonderful.
You know, and the fans, you know, the more
yeah,
the
a lot
fans.
Of us join up with, a lot of us join up with BMI and ASCAP and, you know, the royalties are slow if you're not getting picked up by radio stations. You have to, you know, you have to push your music. But when things like that happen, it pays to be part of BMI or ASCAP
yeah.
or any of those other affiliates.
Definitely. So as soon as I learned the equipment over there, it is much more technical than what I do here, you know, on Blog Talk Radio. So
yeah.
I really need a teacher to sit down right next to me. But once I learn all of that, I will definitely be on the air regularly. I'm just so excited because, you know, the tools that they use to do the shows just will make me sound amazing.
Yeah,
but,
well, you already do, so they won't need many tools. Maybe just a microphone, and that's it.
yeah, okay, Melvin. See, I paid Melvin Fallin to say that. So,
yeah,
so what's
it was
going
a nice check, too. That was pretty
Michigan.
Good. The music, practice, writing, all that kind of good stuff.
Mhm.
You know how it goes as a musician. You have
so
to stay
Melvin,
innovative.
Do you have CDs out?
Yeah, I have CDs out, but also a lot of the stuff I'm doing is, you know, like, you know, the normal places people buy offline, iTunes
mm-hmm.
and Amazon and tons of other places. Because CDs and stuff like that are kind of a dying form
okay.
of music. Most
so
things are
I
going into MP3.
Melvin, do you have digital downloads?
Yeah. Yeah, I got tons of them. Amazon and, like I said, Amazon and iTunes. Just type Melvin Chanel in. Or my last album actually was under the name Children of a New Jazz Era. And a lot of the tunes, some of the tunes you play came off of that CD, but I have so much music floating around. Some
mm-hmm.
of it's free, and then some of it you have to download.
Right.
Because it can't all be about just making money from the music. A lot of it out there is free because I'm just so excited to be able to express music that, you know, it's just there just because I enjoy doing it. And then there's some that, you know, you charge for just because you're an artist and you have to take care of business too.
I understand. You know, this is Melvin Chanel to everybody who's listening to the show live and comes back and checks out the archives. He's an amazing guitarist. Can I just say guitarist? Do I say jazz guitarist?
Yeah,
otherwise?
Guitarist is fine.
Okay.
I listened to one of your other shows. Not to cut you off, I'm sorry. But
mm-hmm.
I listened to one of your other shows, and you played A Loss Without You.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard you play it maybe about 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
And I didn't write the song. That's a Robin Thicke's song. I just covered it.
Okay, so he just...
Because I heard you talk to somebody about it, and you were kind of going back and forth saying, did he write that? And no. I just covered it.
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of, you know, I'm not up on everything, so anything can just,
oh, that's fine.
Go over me as, you know. But you played it, okay? So maybe I should just say, okay, this is Melvin Chenault playing.
Yeah,
track
Melvin Chenault's cover of or something or whatever.
Well, if I don't know it's a cover.
Hey, listen, it's all good, Lady Flavor. It's
hey,
all good. I
Melvin,
know you,
at least
I know
you know that I'm
month.
Playing you, right?
Yeah, hey, I'm so humbled because I hear it a lot, and I'm going, wow, and then you have beautiful compliments and all that kind of stuff. I know you're born this month, and you're a Cancer, and so I'm kind of careful of my words. I don't want to say the wrong thing and set the wrong emotional tone, so don't take it
right.
Like I'm criticizing. I'm just, you know, I didn't write it.
You know, I just turned 51 years old, so I'm really,
oh.
I'm getting much more thick-skinned, Melvin, you know. You know,
and
you know what? And I'm learning in this game that, you know, you have to honestly be able to have somebody pull your coattail, you know, critique you, you know.
Yeah, it helps.
And Melvin, I know this might be a little hard to believe, but there's some people who really don't like me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know.
Why?
I think that I might be too direct for them. You know,
if it's about music,
things.
Sometimes, you know, people can be sensitive about music. I mean,
and I understand
earlier.
That.
I
understand that because when you create, it's your baby. It's something very,
right.
very personal.
That's right, yeah.
You know, and stuff.
I took a lot of criticism earlier on from some stuff I released, and I was passionate about it, but it wasn't good. The quality of it wasn't
right.
good. And I had to take the criticisms in and not get depressed, but, you know, actually take it in and say, well, maybe they have a point, or maybe
right.
it would help for me to, you know, do this, because this is the listener. This is the same people that you want to sell music to. You know, it's just like this person who's criticizing me, and they probably have a valid point that I could probably learn from, and it would enrich me.
Sure. Well, you know, even like with me going on to this other radio station too, you know, it poses some challenges because, I mean, they do play mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And so what, you know, the quality of the tracks and the recording and things like that, that's all noticed over there.
Yeah.
You know, and so it may not be that you're not, you know, that you don't have a talent, you know, but it may be just simply in the production of the recordings of the tracks.
Right,
that
right,
may keep tracks from being heard over there. But I think the beauty of it is that, you know, there's no problem with me keeping my own radio shows here on Flava News Radio. And so, I, you know, I'm allowed to, you know, I mean, I can still play people over here on this station, which is global, as you
yeah.
know.
Oh,
have followers around the world for Flava News Radio that may not necessarily make it on to the Liquid Flava show. So,
yeah,
I'm excited about it. But yeah, not everybody has an appreciation for me, you know. Which, you know,
well,
just have to accept too.
That's their problem, not yours. I'm a firm believer that you know, just because somebody can't take your shine, don't mean you stop shining. You know, your shine actually gives people who are capable the ability to shine themselves, and they're able to show their talent. But you don't dim your shine because somebody's scared to shine themselves or scared of how shiny you are. That's just goofiness.
Right.
These people need to get a life and move on.
I appreciate that. So tell me, my friend, what made you call into the show? Because it's been a minute.
Just busyness. I don't have much time now because I have to cook tonight. And, so I don't have much time now before I have to get in there and start cooking. But I haven't called in, and you've been playing my music, and the least I can do is call in.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm sitting here trying to scroll as we talk, and for some reason the screen is I'm working off of my daughter's laptop, and it's kind of like moving extremely slow on me. I think hers is going to just die like my laptop died.
Wow. I got to tell you, I've got hip to some fantastic artists that you play on there on a regular basis. I listen to the shows and you know, just like Monet's song that you just played, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and you play Ferguson wonderful, and just Black Eyes, just some of the acts that I catch on there, I've never heard before, you know, because they indie just like I am, so of course I'm, but, you know, I'm just buzzed at some of this miraculous skill that most people should know about and they don't, and it's crazy, it's good
well,
that you play it.
And I appreciate that, you know, you saying that, Melvin, because, you know, that's why I do what it is that I do. You know, I'll be honest with you, 5 years ago, nobody could have told me I would be doing radio, you know, at all, you know. And so for me to have this opportunity and in within the 2 years that I've been doing this, you know, to have artists reaching out to me from all over the world.
Yeah, I have
you know,
to say
that's, like, amazing. Some of them I'm like, okay, how did you even find out about me? You know? Like, you know, and so, again, that kind of goes back to, like, you just never know who might be paying attention.
Yeah.
And I feel very blessed. You know, I feel very, I love doing this. You know what? If it was up to me, you know, maybe I need to get a life, you know. But if it was up to me, I'd probably do a show all the time. Just
yeah,
because
you do a lot of shows, and it's good.
I do a lot of shows.
It's
you know,
good, though.
But,
it's lots of
but I love doing them. And,
and
I think that I love doing them because I really love the talents that are coming my way, you know, to be able to play. And so, yeah, no, I feel very, very blessed. And it's funny that you called in because you are one of the artists that I was just talking about yesterday.
Wow.
You
wow.
know, and the thing that, you know, the one of the things I'll have to tell you, Melvin, the video that you had sent me of you playing, actually,
was
you know,
it the serenade?
I was
like,
was
it the serenade?
You know what? I don't remember what the track was called.
Okay.
But I want to say your hair was down in the video.
Oh. Okay.
And long.
Yeah.
But, you know, being able to actually see you play takes it to another level. You know, here it is, I'm in Seattle, Washington. You're out there in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance that you and I will meet one day just because I do plan on coming to Michigan.
Oh, that's good.
But, you know, I think when you have the capability of seeing somebody actually perform who is not in your area, it just was really honestly special for me.
Wow.
And I really, really encourage artists out there, you know, to reach your fans. I think we're visual people along with
yeah.
the audio stuff that,
yeah,
you know, for us to be able to experience you guys, as you're playing, even if it's just in a studio or at home or you're on stage live, I think it just has, you know, at least for me, I guess I shouldn't speak for others, but for me, it really, really made me appreciate you more, Melvin, you know, because it was after the point of having you on as a featured guest on my show, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it was after points of, you know, because I play you, you know, all the time.
Yeah, and I'm very grateful for that.
But to be able to see that and see your fingers work on the guitar is amazing.
I had somebody tell me that. I was performing at the Jazz Cafe, and actually a friend of mine who's a doctor, he was sitting up front with a friend of his, and he said, Melvin, just turn around. He kind of whispered it as I was performing. Turn around so everybody can see your fingers. And actually, I don't know that I'm doing anything. You know, when you do something for so long, you don't know that you're doing anything, but you still have to share. You have to share what you have. That's the reason that you're a musician. It's not for yourself
right.
that you do these things. It's actually that your deepest feelings, you have to make yourself very vulnerable and very bare when you perform. And I think the best performers are able to let themselves be emotionally bare so that anything they feel, they can express.
Mm-hmm.
And so that when you see videos and such, it's just a lot of emotional vulnerability, if you will.
You think so? Okay, well, if that's how you want to describe it, okay.
Artists get hurt easy. Artists are very thin-skinned because we draw sustenance from our crowd or from
right.
our audience. We have a thick skin because two things. We have a thick skin because we are whatever we feel, we go after it. We write songs. We are very instinctual, gut instinctual, in the fact that we make music, we make it happen. If we have a thought, we put it out there. So that gives us an aggressiveness, and at the same time, it makes us very, very sensitive. So a lot of artists won't tell you that they're sensitive, but most artists are very sensitive. This is the reason that they can bring you such higher vibrations in the form of music and spoken word and all of that stuff.
Okay, I get that. That makes sense. So since I've got you on the phone, and before you have to go go cook dinner.
Yeah, I got to cook real soon, yeah.
So what do you think I should play if I've got it uploaded to my...
What do you have?
Oh, you want me to list it? Oh, I got a list. We got Black Rubies, Gimme Got Shot...
Oh, these are my pieces.
Lost Without You. We just talked Obama's Groove. Let me scroll down. For some reason, we're like stuck right there in the area of Obama's Groove. I know that People Tree.
Yeah, People Tree. I haven't heard that.
That's what you want me to play?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Will that give them a good sense of flavor of Melvin Chenault?
Let's hope so.
All right. Well, on the phone with me is an amazing talent out of the Michigan area, Melvin Chenault, and I'm going to play his piece, People Tree. Melvin Chenault, who is on the phone with me live from Michigan. Melvin, I'm so excited that you would call in today. It was an amazing surprise for me and just really, really warms my heart. I thoroughly enjoyed having you on as a featured, you know, guest of mine, and you know that I just love playing your music. I really just do, because I think that all of, you know, I have so many artists. I've lost track of the number of artists that I actually play, but I think one of the things that's important when it comes to one's artistry is that you need to be able to stand out. There's so much competition out there.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that in a sense you need to kind of stand out to be recognized, and I think that you have the talents that definitely, you know, will cause you to be able to recognize, you know, as the right people, you know, have the opportunity to hear your sound and to be able to experience you, whether it be online radio, regular radio, performing in person, you know, live or whatever. I think that, you know, you are definitely deserving of having the spotlight put on you. So, you know, one thing one thing I want to extend to you is, you know, I would love to have you come on the Leopard Carpet with me sometime. I really just enjoy your story. I think that you're not only an amazing talent, but you're an amazing man. You know, I just, you know, would like to, you know, sometime in the future, you know, extend that to you to come on and just do a feature just on yourself again. You know, besides the fact, because, you know, your mama called back in or something, you know, because I kind of really enjoyed that. Huh?
I say we talked about that afterwards.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I cooked her. I think I cooked her something after that. And, yeah, but Mom was always there for me. My father's there for me, too. He wasn't able to call in, but then he was upset with himself. Like, God, I wish I'd have known. I would have called in, too.
So
I have a supportive family. I'm lucky that I do. And they always have let me musically be myself. And that's one of the things that artists need. They need the support of the ones closest to them so that when they get away from these people and go somewhere broader, in a sense, they have the love from the same group that
right.
nourishes them, so they're able to give that back through their music to whatever crowd they're playing for.
Well, it's very clear that you come from an amazing foundation, not only as, you know, just that solid sense of family, but, you know, the creativity, you know, of your family and the acceptance of it. And Melvin, you know, I think that you've got to acknowledge the fact that there are a lot of people out there, especially underground independent artists, that don't have the type of support that you have.
I don't know. Maybe some do, maybe some don't. I know some people that do personally have support from their families. They're struggling with their music, and they have their family support.
Right.
But then, like you said, I know people whose family don't think they'll make it and think they're wasting their time, and they're just barely hanging on. And, you know, you kind of have to encourage them and say, listen, the difference between somebody who's made it and somebody who hasn't is just time. All you have to do is just keep doing what you're doing, and the right person will hear you. And then everybody will think you're new and go, wow, here, this person is amazing. They just came out the woodwork. No, they've been doing this for 20 years. You know,
right.
They just had to hold on.
Well, and I think one of the things that I said to you when you were on the show, maybe not because, you know, I'm old and forgetful, but, you know, what you might have created 5 years ago would be new to me.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
I think when you create, especially when you create music, it's something that, well, let me take that back, any type of art. It should be, in a sense, considered timeless, and it should be something that people can experience today, even though it was created yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, again, I think that's why I push so hard with the radio shows, and I feel very, very blessed that my radio shows are now being heard on Reading's Radio out of the UK, and now I'm joining the team over at Liquid Soul. You know, because it's now allowing me as the artist cheerleader to wave my leopard pom-poms on three different stations, you know, for the people that I believe in supporting.
Yeah,
you know, because
I love it.
You know, you just never know, you know, who in Japan might hear, you know, Melvin Chenault and say, oh, man, we need to get him over here to play or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, because
and that's
know,
the way that goes.
Japan.
You have to keep hope alive is all. Just,
right.
just keep your eyes on the prize. The longer you're able to still see yourself succeeding, even though things happen, the quicker you will succeed. And also, another thing. Hello? Oh,
yes.
No.
I'm here. Uh-oh. I'm not sure what happened. Okay. Melvin dropped off the line. Let me just play one more piece by him, and then, well, you know what? There's actually another caller on the line. Let me bring them in. All right, caller from the 206 area code. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm very good. Who's this?
My name's DJ Mixapp with Mixapp Entertainment. Just wanted to call
you
in.
You are a Facebook friend.
I am. I think we've talked back and forth a little bit.
All right. How are you, my friend?
You know, I'm doing good. We're out and promoting the show that we have coming up on the 28th. And got back late last night, but had a very productive night. So
okay. We're
pretty excited. But I wanted to call in today for two reasons.
Okay.
One was we have an artist coming out. His name's Retrospective. I believe he is also a Facebook fan of yours.
I actually know who Retrospective is, yes.
Perfect. I'm glad to hear that his reputation precedes him. So, but I know I emailed you some tracks of his, and I mean, this guy can just, he can hit it, and he hits it hard. I mean, his recordings reach out to you, and, you know, just really, really can grab your heart, and his performances are even better.
So, you know, honestly, I'll have to think about this, because I don't believe that I'd seen any emails from you.
Okay.
So,
I know I emailed him earlier today, so that he probably
today.
Even had
oh,
a chance
okay.
to
okay.
check
so
him
you
out.
Did you send it to radio@flavanews.com?
It was, let me see, I have your website still up. It was to your, the one listed on, the first one on your website.
Flavanews.com. So maybe is it admin? So it's because radio@flavanews.com is the email that goes that I use for the radio shows
mm-hmm.
for artists that wants to be heard. And
ladyflava@flavanews.com.
Oh, Lady Flava? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's ladyflava@flavanews.com, I'll go and check that email address after the show, because I was going to say I hadn't seen anything from at the radio@flavanews.com for Retrospective. Now, the thing about, I've seen him perform live. I've seen him perform with Shea Black and J-Dot in the past.
Okay.
And and he does have an amazing stage presence and energy. So I will definitely check out the quality of tracks that you have sent me, because the one thing that I will say, and this is not to put anybody on blast, but this is something that's really particular with me in regards to tracks. The recording wasn't very good
okay.
of what I had received directly from him. And
okay.
so that's one thing to really, really be mindful about when, you know, reaching out to radio stations, is that it may not have anything to do with the talents of the artist. It has a
mm-hmm.
lot to do with the quality of the production, of the recording.
Well, once you do get a chance to check them out, feel free to email me back. I'd love your feedback
okay.
on those tracks,
okay.
The quality and the content.
But I am going to be affiliated with a station that only does hip-hop
mm-hmm.
music. And so, you know, definitely, you know, I'm screening tracks for that particular station, even though I'm not going to be a host on that station.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I definitely will let you know. But, I know who Retrospective is, and I think that he's got a heart of gold, and he's got the heart that it takes to make things work, you know, in this industry. I've seen the videos that he's done of, you know, like talking with his homie, I don't know, down in Vegas or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and stuff, you know. But that would be my only concern about him getting airtime is whether the production of the tracks are good.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny that you say that, because when we were out promoting last night, We were talking about that, and the reason it got brought up is that one of the people we were talking to actually has a connection with a recording studio, and that's something that we know that we do want to get a better quality for his tracks.
Right.
So we're pretty excited about that. That's definitely a lead that I want to follow up on today or tomorrow.
Sure. And that's something that's important. I know that, you know, the reason DJ Mix Hap that I do these radio shows is to give the opportunities to artists to be heard, because, it's limited out there. I mean, you really have to have your hustle on even to get onto an online radio show. But I think that, you know, you can definitely recognize talent. The thing that I was having a conversation with another artist today in regards to this is, you know, back in the day, you used to be able to record yourself on a cassette and be able to drop yourself off, you know, drop your cassette off at a record label or at a radio station and potentially get heard. Now with the technology the way that it is, and there are so many artists out there competing against each other, it is really based off of the production, you know, versus maybe somebody being able to hear that somebody's got a talent. You know, it's almost like my son works at the University of Washington Hospital, and he was telling me how receptionists, they require receptionists to have degrees, college degrees. And I think it's a screening process, you know, to weed people out from then deciding who it is that they're going to actually use to fill the position. I think the same thing is happening when it comes to, especially the music industry, is, there's so many talents out there. There's so many people wanting to be an artist. Now it's coming down to how do you screen through all of that and, you know, decide who it is that you're going to put your attention on to whatever it is, put on showcases, put on, the radio or whatever it is. And so I think that if you have the capability of being able to put aside the money to get into an actual recording studio, that is definitely going to up your game to be heard.
Right.
You know,
right.
I personally highly recommend the Woodshed Studio. They're like $65 an hour, you know, right now.
Okay.
But, you know, they're a studio that I really, really highly recommend. They have a Pro 2 studio, and then they have a state-of-the-art studio. But, you know, it's quality stuff and the engineers and everything that work there. So, you know, just to put that out there, you know, it's not to say that he doesn't have, you know, the talents or whatever, you know, because he definitely does. But I, you know, because I've seen him perform live. So I will definitely go hunt down my emails because I've got so many email addresses and see, you know, see what you've sent for him and, you know, give you some feedback. And if nothing else, there's a good chance that he'll get played here, you know, on Flava News Radio. It's just over on Liquid Soul and Reddings Radio in London. I'm held to a higher standard as far as what's played on those stations.
I can definitely respect that, lady. So, and, you know, I definitely know where you're coming from on that. The market really is flooded with so many different artists. I've recently been putting these shows together and going through them. It takes time. It's very, very time consuming. But if you put in the time and you put your grind on, you can really find some artists of gold, you know, like Retro.
Definitely. And that's one of the things that you know, I've not been to one of your shows or whatever, but that's one of the things that I've noticed out here, too, in the Seattle area. There are a lot of showcases going on, but not all of the artists are what are quality. And so I do call them hip-hop open mics. I'll be honest with you. I call them hip-hop open mics because the artists that are performing aren't necessarily up to the standards of somebody I would go pay to see perform. The bad thing is there are some quality artists that are performing on what I call hip-hop open mics, which is not, in my opinion, a good look for them.
Right.
To be out there performing amongst those who don't take it serious when they do. You know, so I think that when people put together showcases, I think they really need to honestly think about the talents,
mm-hmm.
along with somebody who can bring a following. But I think that if you want to be known as, if you yourself, for instance, if you're, I don't know if you consider yourself a promoter or, you know, what, but if you yourself, for instance, putting on a showcase, who whatever artist that you're putting on that stage is a reflection of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like
mm-hmm.
the artist that I play on my radio shows is a reflection of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something to really take into consideration. Now, are you really okay with being, you know, tied to and associated with those artists? And, you know, if you're wanting to be taken serious. Now, if it is that you're just wanting to put on a show to, you know, put on a show for fun, let anybody get on there, you know, that's got a bit of a hype. And because to me, hype is very different than actual talent. There are artists out there that can create a hype around themselves and get the homies to come and follow them.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody has a true talent, that's, I think, what you really want to be recognized for. And when somebody outside of your homies and your circle tell you you have a talent, that's when you can pop your collar.
All right.
You
well,
just didn't know what you were getting into when you called my radio show, huh?
You know, I read through a lot of your website, and I was really hoping that we were able to have a conversation where you could definitely shoot some advice. I'm not,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe a business owner, but I'm very humble about what I do. I want to learn. You know, I think that no matter how long you're in the game, you can always learn something new. You know,
well, I agree with you on that. There are people who, you know, who give me feedback about what I do. You know, and it's something that I value, whether I like it or even if it makes me feel uncomfortable, you know, even though I just turned 51, I'm still learning and growing every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
I commented to, on your Facebook about the Twitter. You post
right?
on, you're like, oh, I have to get on Twitter. And
oh,
you're
man.
Talking about the
I'm
know,
just
teaching,
not a Twitter
old
person.
Dogs need tricks. Neither am I. I just hook it up to my Facebook, and then every time I post on Facebook, it posts on Twitter, and then I'm covered. I haven't logged into Twitter since I created my account.
I think that my Flava News business page is connected to Twitter, and then I have a Ping account that anything that I post from Ping, it goes to all the social networks that I'm on. But yeah,
you know, I was still irritated for the fact that I. You know, I got onto MySpace,
mm-hmm.
you know, when that was all booming. And,
right.
you know, got into it, the whole groove of everything. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, you got to go do this new social network site. And I was like, well, I just got into this one. Now I have to switch over. And that was my big thing going over to Facebook is like, well, when are they going to come out with the new one, you know? The new
right.
upgraded version of the last one, you know, the bigger, better deal. So.
Well, I think the nice thing about MySpace, you know, is that, you know, especially for when it comes to an artist, whether you're a recording artist, an author, you know, a painter, graphic designer, whatever, it gives you that capability of kind of creating your personality,
mm-hmm.
You know, over there and being able to kind of show yourself, you know, in one area. A lot of people used it as a, you know, kind of like a website and everything, I think. But, you know, I'm addicted to Facebook, obviously. So I think why I like Facebook so much is, to me, it's so interactive, you know.
It really
so.
Is. You can spend days on there because there's always something new you can do. There's always something you can update. There are always events and posts, and everybody, since they're updating as well, it's just an ongoing process. But,
right.
I mean, in the day and age that we're in, I mean, you have to be on there, you know. We have major corporations that are using this as their advertising. They're pumping thousands,
oh, yeah.
if not millions, of dollars in there too. I mean, look at, you know, McDonald's is on Facebook. They've got Microsoft and
right.
I mean, all these different companies, and this is part of their advertising budget. They pay people to be on there to promote. Disney's on there, you know, and
right.
they're offering special deals for being a Facebook fan. I do a part-time waitering job, and we offer 10% off your total bill if you fan our page on your smartphone in front of us. Like, I mean, it's crazy the types of things that they're doing.
Right.
So, you know, and I definitely think that's something that we should be thinking about, too, you know, just for the fact that these corporations, they're onto something here. And
right.
We should definitely, see that and take it with a grain of salt, because I think that us as artists and promoting shows, that says something, that this is a method that works, you know, and how can we apply it to ourselves?
Right. No, I agree with that. I think that as an artist, you got to get in people's faces. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes people get irritated because they see multiple postings. And, you know, that's why I had to start my Susan page, because my friends and family and schoolmates were like, okay, you post way too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be honest with you, my postings and strategically postings at different points of the day or afternoon, evening, depending on who's following me from what type part of the world, that's what's
mm-hmm.
branded me over the years. You know,
right.
So, you know, for me to be recognized in other countries and other states outside of Seattle, Washington, you know, it's helped me get the following that I have for my radio shows and for my newsletters and this and that. So, you know, I think that you do have to have a hustle and the capability of putting yourself out there, because, again, when it comes down to the competition that is out there, nobody's going to know you unless you put yourself out there, or you have somebody, a publicist or somebody who's, you know, street team, whoever, that's helping you while you're, you know, doing your day job or whatever. You know, you've got to make your presence known. Otherwise, nobody's going to know you except in your one little area of where you are maybe performing, or where the people can come and, experience your art in person. But even at that, if you're performing, you've got to be promoting that you're going to be there, you know, and so...
Right.
It's interesting, but I think that, you know, if you're smart about it and strategic about it, you can make it happen, and you can go global off of these social networks.
Yeah, most definitely. I know that that Retro and I are definitely talking about different ways of getting that out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and really just showing people what he can do and, you know, what we can do together. I think it was
mm-hmm.
funny last night. We were up in Belltown, and We were at this bar talking to this table of guys that we're out there just, you know, bumping tickets and, you know, some of his mixtapes. And
mm-hmm.
we walked up and they're like, I don't know, man, this sounds sketch. And I was like, okay, well, you know, Retro, why don't you spit something? He's like, all right, man. And he just started, I mean, just flowing. I mean, no beat, just freestyle and going. And every one of those guys at the end, they were like, okay, how much were the tickets?
Right.
I mean, we told the whole table. So, I mean, it was really cool to see someone go from one end of the spectrum to the other in a matter of, you know, a few bars. You know, it was pretty cool.
Well, that's very cool.
Well,
so DJ Mixtap, why don't you tell people about yourself, who you are, and if you have a place that people can find out more about you online?
Sure. The DJ Mixtap, searches, it's a M-I-X-H-A-P. I guess I came up with the name several years ago. I started DJing when I was still in high school, I think age 15. I started DJing my own school dances. In there, did, you know, weddings, birthday parties, corporate events. I've done major corporations like Delta Airlines,
mm-hmm.
Others like that. And then, you know, over time, you know, just having appreciation for music, I wanted to really have more of an involvement in it. And started meeting artists over time, and knowing that I was a DJ, they'd, you know, give me, you know, mixtapes and be like, hey, yo, if you're ever at a show or something, you know, spin my cuts. And, you know, over time, you know, I just started knowing more and more artists. And it's kind of how I got wrapped up in doing these shows and all, because I knew all these artists, and, you know, quite a few of them have some talent. So
okay.
I think right now our big push is just doing these shows and getting these artists out there. We really would like to get Seattle on the map with the hip hop industry. You know, I know that Seattle is known for grunge, the grunge scene and music. And when you Wikipedia it, that's definitely what one of our major points that they cover on there. So, which, you know, nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, I have respect for any musician, But I know that I definitely have a love for the game of hip hop, you know.
Okay.
But we're on Facebook. It's MIXHAP Entertainment, and it's DJ Mixhap, spelled the same, MIXHAP. And we do have a show coming up. It's called the Thursday Night Beach Party. It's on July 28th, and it starts at 9 o'clock. We've got 7 artists for cover charge, $5 advance sales. So if you guys are interested, all the information is on it. It's in Ibiza's.
Oh, okay.
Ibiza's nightclub. If you guys know where the Smith Tower is, it's like the bottom floor. So right there on, I think it's like 2nd and Pike, 2nd and Pine, right there on that block. So, but it's going to be awesome, you know. Retro is going to be performing that night, and he's definitely going to do his thing and lay it down like he always does. So I'd love to see people out there, and we are, even though the tickets are really cheap, we're even offering group discounts. So if you have a group of friends, feel free to give us a shout. The number's on the flyer on the Facebook, and we'll offer you a good deal, too.
Very cool. Well, definitely if you're in the Seattle area, you need to go down to Ibiza's on, when did you say, July 28th?
July 28th.
July 28th, and go to the Thursday Night Beach Party.
That's right.
What a funny name for Seattle, Washington. But go to the Thursday Night Beach Party in downtown Seattle. And definitely check out Retrospective. He's a great person. He's got amazing energy, and he definitely will put on a good show. So I want to thank you so much, DJ Mixhap. You know, I hope that I didn't throw you off by, you know, sometimes when certain things kind of hit me, I have a tendency to just kind of speak my mind. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine, about turning 50 and being told that when I turned 50, I wasn't going to necessarily hold my tongue. But that's one of the reasons, you know, why, like for Flavor Coffee House, I kind of do open it up to dialogue or promoting along with playing the underground independent artists. And then, you know, I have a show called the Artist Roundtable where we have conversations just like what you and I had, you know, talking about the issues and concerns that underground independent artists face, you know. So I appreciate you letting me, speak, you know, honestly about my thoughts. And I definitely will check out the tracks and recordings, and there's a good chance that Retro will end up, you know, on Flavor Coffee House or on Flavor News, any of my shows. And potentially, you know, depending on the quality of the tracks and the subjects and everything, could potentially at least end up on my Liquid Flavor show over on Liquid Soul. So,
well, hey, lady, anytime you ever see, I mean, we're Facebook friends. If you see something, I mean, I'm always open for your input, and that goes for anybody listening too. I'm very humble about what we do, myself and my crew, all the artists I work with. We're looking for input. If you see something that doesn't sit right, you know, we're interested. We want to know what you think. So feel free. You know, once again, that's Mixhap Entertainment on Facebook. You know, check us out. Hit us up. You know, fan us. You know, message us. Let us know, you know your opinions on what we're putting out, you know, because ultimately, you know, the fans decide what's really popular, you know. And one other thing, too, before I go, I know when you're talking to Melvin, you guys were talking about how people don't like you because you're being direct. I like it. You keep it up. Be direct. I like that. Awesome. I'm glad that when I called in here that you are direct. You know, I feel that there's no time for, you know, tiptoeing around. You know, just get straight to the point. You know, there's no reason to.
I used to kind of maybe tiptoe. You know, earlier on as I became Lady Flavor back in like 2005 or whatever. But you know, I really think that artists need to think through this. You know, do they have what it takes, and what does it take, you know, to be successful? It's one thing if you want to just hang out and do it for fun. But if you're serious about it and you want to make money from it, I think you really, really need to look at it. And it's much more than just being an artist, you know. And so that's why I talk about it. You know, now people can take it with a grain of salt and, you know, toss it out the window if they don't like it. But, you know, I've been around artists for years, a variety of artists, and artists, you know, connected to artists around the world. and I've had those opportunities to have conversations with record labels and promoters and, you know, producers and all of that, you know. And so when I talk about things, it's based off of my experience in this industry, if you want to call it that, and what I'm learning, you know, and things. And so I just want artists to do better. You know, mm-hmm. I want them to put their best foot forward, because this isn't an easy industry.
Not at all.
You know, and it's hard enough trying to get recognized in your own town, let alone outside of the, you know, boundaries of your own states, you know. So
you're speaking nothing but truth right now.
So anyway, no, that's just how I do it. And, you know, so thank you. And I hope, you know, anybody that's listening, you know, if nothing else, can just respect the fact that, you know, I'm sharing, you know, what I'm learning. And I believe in sharing. There are people who don't believe in sharing, because it's all about them getting to the next level. I am one that believes in sharing as I grow, you know, so. But
yeah,
anyway, darling, I'm
going
to get back
to
playing some great music.
Well, perfect. I'll be listening. Well, thank you for your time, lady. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
No problem, darling. All right, DJ Mixup, thank you so much for calling in.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So anyway, I think that I'm going to stay right here in the Pacific Northwest and play an artist. I think he is doing an absolutely great job. He is an artist that I've been watching for a minute. When he first reached out to me, he came at me in the most respectful and professional way, with the right tools, the right presentation. And this is Swift Tongues with his piece, In Due Time.
Come on, come on, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey, yeah. In due time, oh, due time, baby.
Life as we know folded and we faded away. I could say I have loved one in many ways. I could tell you the times, check it every day. I receive my blessing, no questions, I'm in it all the way. Felt like a leprechaun, God will never steer me wrong. She my pot of gold, and if we go, I'm supposed to carry on. Knighted in bliss, remembering our first kiss. It was symbolic, I did it with my heart, it wasn't my lips. From there, go where we here, the journey is over. So sincere, no tears, so real, what I showed you. Special place guarded by heaven's gate, where my heart is. Only you and the Lord dwell forever, with promise. On with Cupid's arrows, got my eye on the sparrow. Love so pure that I'm sure that was sterile. No I and we, I speak sincerely when I say us. No me, no you, no two, we're one. To live as the gospel says, how can you destroy he if she is the rib? My movements is always precise, never abusing. See my heart spark through my eyes. Our relationship is Vinci, perfect, plain and simply. Doubt you and love to your mess, wet and drenching. My deepest secrets and feelings are revealing. The process of healing begins, Lord willing. Speak of the past and laugh, we in a brighter day. Stay stuck in traffic, we travel in the highway. I can see it, I mean it, I even dream it. As sure as I'm breathing, I'll show you the meaning. All I need is one chance, one try, love, romance. Hold hands, look to the sky, let's fly. Take off, stay gone, never look back. In due time, sunshine, lights all past.
In due time, you'll be mine. I love will age like fine wine. Love is fine, I don't need to see anything but you and me. In due time, you'll be mine.
it before our savior. Join the spirit, so sincere when I tell him thank you. Life was just a memory, but when remembering, if I could, I never would change a thing. This what heaven bring. Lord says that the portrait perfect is his design. Well defined, due time has arrived. All placed beyond heaven's gate, spin infinity. Angels clap now that we're entering. Love, birds chirp, rose petals fall. Dove circle in support of all cause. When I told you 50 years ago that we would be celebrated, that when we stood before God and we told him we'd spend our life together, we'd be celebrated, you believe me then. This is confirmation.
Right here in the Pacific Northwest where I am. Now I want to take you out to Michigan. This is a new artist. I actually just received tracks and contact from him today, but I wanted to upload his music. I kind of really dug his style, so let me know what you think. This is MJ Robinson with Chemistry of Love.
Get in the way. I have you.
Robinson out of the Detroit, Michigan area with his piece, Chemistry of Love. Now I want to play one of my favorite artists, one of the first artists that I ever played on my radio show a couple years ago, and this is Robert G. out of California with his piece, Come Home.
I know it's been a while since we went our separate ways. Before you hang up on me, there's something I want to say. Hey. To think things over, so let me make it plain. Oh, since you've been gone, I tell you every day, seems like just another day. Back to these loving arms, my arms. Here's where you belong. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Tried somebody new, but we both know you did too. Oh, but I'm not too proud to say, yay. Oh, love, no other love will ever do. So just put your hand in mine and let's walk away.
track is off of his CD, which is called All My Love. When I first was connected to Robert G. and I first heard his song All My Love, I thought, oh my goodness. I think I was, 49 going on 50, and I thought, this kind of music makes an old lady want to fall in love again. Love that amazing, amazing talent, and I'm so blessed to be able to share him with you on Flavor News radio shows. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. I have to agree with DJ Mixhap. We've got some amazing talents up here in the Pacific Northwest that I really, really want to shine the light on, and not only have the people right here in our own hometown recognize the talents, but those outside of the walls and boundaries of Washington State, across the United States and around the globe. This is Miss Tiffany Wilson with her piece, Second Guess. That was Tiffany Wilson with her piece, Second Guess. I want to thank everybody who hung out with me today listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. It's all about supporting underground independent artists for me. This particular show, I love it because I just kind of open it up and go with the flow of whatever it is happens. And I love having the conversations. I appreciate Melvin Chenault calling in from Detroit, Michigan. I appreciate DJ Mixapp calling in from right here in Seattle, Washington, and having a conversation. I just kind of like doing that. And, you know, if nothing else that you, could walk away from, you know, experiencing me, experiencing Flavor News Radio, please know I have a true, true passion in supporting, in uplifting, and shining the light on some amazing talents from around the world, the underground independent artists. I'm going to stay right here in the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by my family, my group, Black Stacks. Monica Monet loves this track and listens to it frequently down there in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Easier by Black Stacks. Take you out to, I believe it is Tennessee. Uncommon if I said that wrong, I apologize, but I want to believe that this particular artist is out of the Tennessee area, and this is his piece, Grown Man by Uncommon.
Woman, not happy. groan and cry. So I used the situation to testify. They said I had anger problems, but I kept down. So glad I finally went and got some counseling. Now I'm an overcomer. God said it and I believe it. He washed my sins away, so I can say I'm a grown man. Don't need no doggone tattoo. I'm a grown man. Sure don't need no earring. I'm a grown man. So glad I cut my cornrows. I'm a grown man. What I look like calling women home. I'm a grown man. Don't need no doggone tattoo. I'm a grown man. Sure don't need no earring. I'm a grown man. So glad I cut my cornrows. I'm a grown man. What I look like calling women. Pants up, now below your butt, trying to be cool, just be yourself, build some wealth and put your children through school, be like Steve Harvey, or maybe Marcus Garvey, but invest the time to know my mind is not just a lie, mentor a young man, but he won't be a dumb man, maybe 10 years from now he won't be on the run, man, no excuses, dream big, you can do it. To the plow and God will see it through it. Grown man, don't need no doggone tattoo.
I'm a grown man.
Sure don't need no earring. So glad I cut my cornrows.
I'm a grown man.
What I look like all women hold.
I'm a grown man.
Don't need no doggone tattoo.
I'm a grown man.
I don't need no look like calling women, women, oh no, 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 no.
With his piece, Grown Man. Now, I just received some music, I believe it was yesterday, from an artist out of Bogota, Colombia, and I want to play one of her pieces for you. I think it's just absolutely beautiful. So I just really hope I don't butcher the name and the title of the track too bad, but I want to say her name is Patricia Manciao. And the track that I want to play, you're all going to laugh, Esu Kevu Te Amor. No, so I don't know whether I said that right. But anyway, this is Patricia out of Colombia.
Desesperadamente, eu sei que vou te amar.
Everybody who hung out with me today at the coffee shop, this is how I do it. I just open it up to, you know, whatever, however the spirit moves me, playing only underground independent artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, across the United States and around the globe. Also opening up the phone lines for you to call in and promote yourself or share your thoughts or hear my thoughts, like some got an earful today. So I want to thank Melvin Chenault for calling in from the Detroit, Michigan area, and also DJ Mix Hap for calling in from right here in Seattle, Washington, my hometown. And, you know, anybody that is an underground independent artist and you have quality tracks, you put your best foot forward and want to be considered being heard, not only on Flava News Radio, possibly Ruddings Radio in London, UK, and also possibly on Liquid Soul. Feel free to contact me, send your MP3s and your artist bio, EPKs, to radio@flavanews.com, and I will definitely check out your music and see, you know, where it might fit in. So I want to thank you so much about being here, having coffee with me today. Help spread the word about who I am and what I do, because it's all about supporting you. I'm going to close out today by Eric Roberson, and it's called Summertime Anthem featuring Chubb Rock.
Courtesy of Jermaine Mobley and your boy Arrow. Come on, y'all. Let's get them toes done. Them dresses out. Brothers, clean up your kicks.
Weekend is coming up, let's open up the windows and let me lend you this melody to ride. I know you were stuck inside, but now it's party time. Yeah, it's party time. Yeah. Sunlight is creeping in, we starting up so early, and we so jazzy. Cops parked up on the lawn, we may not be here. Shop right now, ain't no way, no how, I'm missing.
7-day forecast, hot. Spike Lee do the right thing plot. I play Mookie delivering pizzas to that sexy Spanish thing, looking juicy, big dookie. We get silly, heat waves get dizzy. That's old movement, Brooklyn to Philly, Broad Street, Flatbush get busy. New summer anthem, Eric and Richie. I see beads of sweat dripping down tummies. Rectums and Daisy Dukes look yummy. I'm in that drop top with sweet cakes pumping in. Old school Buick sitting on Kiefer Sutherland. Before the 16, figure out the riddle. My street, meet me at Ishka Bibble. Come on. You know the real ish with Will Smith, he did it the first time. Chuck Rock's third, new summer rhyme. Come!
So high, yeah. Summertime, it feels like it's the day to go down. The sun is out, find a good place to cool down.
Summertime Anthem by Eric Robertson and featuring Chub Rock. I think summertime has finally hit the Pacific Northwest. It is a beautiful day. Again, I want to thank everybody that came out to Flava Coffee House online radio style on Flava News Radio. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing to